Thank you so much. What was that one called? Thank you, Bonnie and Clyde. That's right. It was written by Bonnie and Clyde and Warren Beatty, as a matter of fact. Apparently, when the at one point Earl Scruggs was home with his wife Louise, and the phone rings, and this was early '60s, and a friend of theirs answers the phone. Who is it? He said, "It's an actor from Hollywood, Warren Beatty. He wants to use Foggy Mountain Breakdown in this movie, Bonnie and Clyde." And he was so hip, Warren Beatty was so hip, he knew that he should use the 1949 version of Foggy Mountain Breakdown rather than the later one from 1960. Let's have a hand for Warren Beatty, shall we? Thank you very much. So in 1962, Flatt and Scruggs played at Carnegie Hall, and it would have been just a nice, you know, point on their resume, except Earl's wife Louise, who had a big hand in promoting Flatt and Scruggs' career. She, in the mid-50s, people would call up Earl's house and Louise's house, and they'd say, Louise would pick up the phone, I'd like to talk to Earl, please. And Louise would say, what would you like, and what's it about? And the guy would say, well, I'd like to hire Flatt and Scruggs. And Louise would say, well, you can talk to me. Well, I'd rather talk to Earl. Well, you'll talk to me or you won't get Flatt and Scruggs. So it was tough being a woman managing, you know, in business in Nashville in the 50s, or in many places for that matter. But she had a really strong hand in carving out a really good career for them. So in 1962, they're about to play at Carnegie Hall, and she calls up Columbia Records and says, look, let's record this concert, shall we? So people will remember it for all time. And Columbia Records, according to Louise, said, well, how do we do that? Well, you get a tape recorder, you put it at the side of the stage, run some cables and a few microphones, and there you go. And Columbia Records did, and that's one of Flatt & Scruggs' is, plural, most of beloved albums. And there's a song on there that people were yelling out, play Martha White, play Martha White. You want to try that?
Play Martha White.
Oh, okay, yes, of course, I'd love to. And Lester Flatt said, well, we ain't been playing that number that much. Didn't know you knew that one way up here, but we'll try it though. So this is the theme from Martha White. We'd like to do it for you right now.